No, it's like this triangle right here. Like, what the f- like? I can't draw a triangle.
It's the trapologist coming through with the tea. We coming with the news, the culture you wait and see. Classy trap queens are the only thing to be. If you hear the laughing vibe, come take a seat.
I may or may not have had some mimosas today with breakfast. So we're back at it. You have the... Wait, okay. You start.
We are back at it again. We are the Trapologists. I'm Key.
And I'm Kay.
And today we are getting into conspiracies.
I always feel like it's an evil kind of like muhaha type of topic, but it don't have to be. I don't know why.
Yeah, not all conspiracies are like, well, I don't know. A lot of the conspiracies that I kind of believe are like, oh my gosh, like you can't believe a word the government says.
I mean, but honestly.
You really can't. But I am just, I don't know. I just love conspiracies. Like, it's just so interesting to like put yourself on the other side to think like, okay, what I've been taught, is this really the truth? Like, right. It's just interesting. So I guess starting out, we can go over the definition of a conspiracy theory.
So per Merriam-Webster, the definition of conspiracy theory, a theory that explains an event or set of circumstances as the result of a secret plot by usually powerful conspirators. Let me say that again. We're gonna... restart. Okay. Conspiracy theory. A theory that explains an event or set of circumstances as the result of a secret plot by usually powerful conspirators. Okay.
So an example of this is anything that has to do with the Illuminati is considered a conspiracy theory. Because they're saying that there's this group of elite whatever that has caused something else. So I guess, like, since this is a topic that you already said you're not really, like, familiar with, I guess starting out, if you have heard of conspiracy theories, what's the wildest one you've ever heard?
Oh, okay. So it's some wild thing. Like, people are really, like, I don't know if it's connected to the Illuminati or not, but, like, people being, like, secret elite powerful reptiles. Did you hear that about that one?
I think I heard about like Justin Bieber's
like some kind of reptile mess, and I'm like, okay, now, like,
see, nah, I don't. Now that kind of gets into like conspiracy / like sci-fi. I've never been a fan of like sci-fi.
Me neither.
So I think, yeah, that's wild. I think
but one people like, believe in it.
Yeah, I think one of the wildest ones I've ever heard was whenever you sent me that link, and I went through it, and the one about the Rugrats, like saying like they're all dead and this is what I was like, wow, like that's some dark stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, who has time to think about that? But I didn't even read that. I'm like, we are not gonna disgrace the Rugrats today.
So I read it and I was just like, wow, like that's some deep, like that's some deep stuff right there.
Like, you all right, fam?
Right, like, hey, yo, you good?
Right.
So that's one of the wildest ones. So I went through and I wrote down maybe about 4 or 5 conspiracies that have just been interesting to me. I feel like, you know, like my background with psychology, I just love to like think about things from different perspectives. So there's this one, it's definitely like, it's not the truth, but they're saying that Beyonce is not Beyonce. That she is not black. She's actually a dark Italian. Lord. And there's proof of this. She goes by like Anne Marie Lastrassi or something like that. But like there's this whole Twitter thread about it and how like she's not black. She fakes being black because she was told by the producers to go black.
Oh my God.
So it kind of
will not do on Beyonce's internet is say she ain't black.
Right, so it kind of stems from Avril Lavigne. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm. So I know one about her too.
Yeah, so that's kind of where it stems from, because I ain't gonna hold you. That one right there, it seemed kind of legit, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
The Beyonce one or Avril Lavigne?
No, Avril Lavigne.
Okay, tell us about the Avril Lavigne.
So basically, there's a conspiracy that she either A, couldn't deal with being famous. So they, you know, in order to still make money, they, you know, there's this girl that she's actually Melissa, that Melissa came through and took the spotlight from her because she couldn't handle it. Or there's also another conspiracy that she actually killed herself. And then, of course, like the fan base or whatever, either by way of the Illuminati ritual, or she killed herself based off of her grandfather passing. But regardless, they're just saying that she's actually Melissa. And there's like a ton of pages on it. And like they have proof. They have, well, quote unquote proof.
Right.
They have like.
Who is Melissa? That's what I want to know.
I don't know who Melissa is, but they have this stuff where they're comparing like her voice and how her voice got higher, or, you know, her ears are different, which, you know, surgery, so you never really know. But they also have moments where it's like, okay, well, her moles and her birthmarks aren't where they used to be. So it's like a lot of stuff like that. And you know how YouTube is. Once you get started on YouTube, you can end up in a place where you look at the whole world different.
Right. They do that on purpose, though.
Yeah. So I used to, like, when I don't know, there was a period of time, I think it was like high school, there was a period of time where I literally stopped listening to 102 Jams. Like, I was like, this is the Illuminati. I was finding myself on YouTube looking at all the songs in reverse, looking at the images of the videos. There's a bunch of pyramids. I said, oh my gosh, they're out to get me.
I ain't never got into the Illuminati thing. I was like, I ain't got one. Like, I can't look at no triangles. Like, I don't understand.
You know what? I don't know. That's the, like, I like the idea of conspiracy theories because, like I said, I like being able to kind of like question, okay, what I believe in, how do I know this is the truth type of stuff. But when you get too into it, it can be kind of dark. So, like, I had to stop because I was just like, there's moments I couldn't sleep. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm listening to these demonic messages. And it was just, this is too much.
Yeah, there is this one Kanye song. I forgot the name of it, but I won't listen to it. I think it's Mercy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't listen to that, but it ain't no, like, serious type of shit. Like, I'll fast forward past the little thing. You know the part where I'm like, the lady be like, if it's the way it been on the morning, then I'm not drunk. If it's the way it been on the morning, then I'm not drunk. If it's the way it comes to the microphone, with the time to get song. I don't know what that was supposed to mean, but I was like, not today, Satan. We will not.
I think it says like the gates. It was, I remember looking at it. And yeah. I thought there's one like, Beyonce song, Girls Run the World, or whatever that song is. They had one about that. They had a bunch of Beyonce songs. I was like, look. And they had Rihanna because, you know, Good Girl Gone Bad. So,
I don't know. I feel like I don't believe in it. But I don't know. Because, like, I remember that time period, like you was talking about. Like, I remember one day I had, like, I doodle, like, a lot. And one day I just posted my doodle on, like, Instagram because, like, that's what you did back in the 2000s. And this boy talking about, this the Illuminati, what's wrong with this? Like, I'm like, what? Nigga, I don't even know about Illuminati. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, this triangle right here. Like, what the, like, I can't draw a triangle. Like,
some of it be like, okay, you wild. And, you know, I think the one thing about conspiracy, I feel like when people hear, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, they think, okay, this person is psycho, this person is crazy. But honestly, if you take the time, sometimes it's like, I'm not saying that I'm gonna believe what you're saying, but I'm interested to see how did you get to this conclusion?
Yeah, like how'd you get there? Like, do you have a logical path or no?
Right. So outside of the Beyonce, huh?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do Black people believe in conspiracy theories? Like, other than like the ones we just talked about, like, your parents or your grandparents, do you think they believe in conspiracy theories?
I think so. I don't know if my personal grandparents believe in conspiracy theories. I don't know if they personally do, but I do feel like even in the Black community, we already have a distrust of the government anyway. So I kind of feel like it's just natural to wonder, like, okay, well, what else could be a cover up or something like that? Yeah. Like, I know my dad personally, not saying that aliens are a conspiracy theory, but like, he believes in aliens and stuff like that, and UFOs and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm. I know he'd be watching them shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I feel like if I asked my grandma, she'd be like, what?
Yeah. Grandma not going for that.
But I feel like there's a general distrust, but sometimes I think I lose the line between like, is this a conspiracy theory or like, are all cover-ups considered conspiracy theories? Because like, back in the day when they introduced crack into the Black neighborhoods, like, and people was like, yeah, the government did this, but it turns out the government really did do that. Like, is that considered a conspiracy theory like back then or no?
I think it would be considered a conspiracy theory because based off of your definition, it's a group of someone that calls something else. But a lot of times a conspiracy theory is like, this isn't, okay, so for example, the earth is flat. So that's a conspiracy theory. So it's a conspiracy because we were taught that the earth is round. So, okay, this is actually what it is. But then you learn, quote unquote, that this is false. And this was false because this is a cover-up based off of this.
So with the flat earth people, I remember that going around too. What was the, like, why was it supposed to be important that the earth was flat?
See, now that, I do not understand why. Like, there's a documentary on Netflix called Beyond the Curve. So I was watching that, like, to prepare for this. And my main thing when it comes to a conspiracy theory is what would anybody gain from saying that the earth is round? But what they answered in the documentary was, after so many years of saying that this is the truth, then what they gain is credibility to say that this is false. So that's what the conspiracy, the flat earthers, that's what they believe.
I just thought that one was wild. I remember like one of my cousins was into that. And he was like, yeah, you know the earth is flat, right? Because this is before, like, I had heard of it before. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, are you on something right now? Like, what's going on?
It is really wild. Like, okay, so as I was watching it, I can be very skeptical. So it's like, it's easy for me to get in the mindset, like, okay, for this hour and a half, I'm going to act like I have never been taught that the earth is round, and I'm going to try to immerse myself into this belief. Mm-hmm. And for a minute, they almost had me, bro.
Yo, gotta be quicker than that.
They almost had me. They almost had me. Because it, like, some of the stuff they were saying makes sense. Like, there was, I forgot what island he was in Washington, but he was like, well, about 30 miles this way is Seattle. And he said, you know, based off of the human eye, because every mile the earth curves 8 inches downward, that you should not be able to see 30 miles across the way. The human eye should only be able to see up to 3 miles. That's what he said.
Where'd he get that from?
Well, I Googled it. And he was like, it says that every mile the earth curves 8 inches. So because he was standing there, he could see that. What do you mean?
Like, every mile the earth curves 8 inches? I'm confusion.
It says.
It's like, go what? Ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So, like, okay. I'm looking at a road. I'm standing at the end of the road, and the road is, like, 5 miles long. So 8 times 5, 40. So by the end of the road, it must be 40 inches curved from, I don't know. From what I just saw, like, because.
Let me see. How far can the human eye see? It says the earth curves about 8 inches per mile. As a result, on a flat surface with your eyes 5 feet or so off the ground, the farthest edge that you can see is about 3 miles away. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, 8 inches, I don't even know if you would really see that. Like,
right, because you're comparing miles to inches. You know? Yeah. I don't know.
So basically, what one thing that I, now it's interesting because when I think about the earth being flat, and then they had something about like planes, like how would the plane, how do planes fly? And I have to look more into that part. But it's interesting because like it kind of reminded me of Horton Hears a Who, how in the end of that movie or the beginning, how they were literally living on a flower. So it's kind of like if the earth was to be flat, how are we suspended? Like, where are we? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
This make my brain hurt.
It does. If you start to think about it. But one thing I do like about the documentary is I don't want to give it away in case anybody else wants to see it, but they did have an experiment at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And what they did is they placed like these little planks, so to speak, miles apart. And they beamed a light and they said, well, if I have A, B, and C, if I beam the light and it goes straight through, then that proves that the earth is flat because apart all of these miles, the beam is hitting the exact same spot. However, if you cannot see the beam unless I raise my arm up and shine the light, then that shows that the earth is curved and that's why I had to raise my arm up to see it from that far. So what I do like is they do have an experiment in the documentary. And at the end, they show you what it is. So that's all I'm going to say about that document.
So I feel like with editing and stuff nowadays and deep fakes and all that, like, I can't believe something unless I was there. Like, they could edit that to make the light be in the same spot.
I got no words. I don't look at it.
I don't know. I guess I'm just very distrusting. Okay.
I'm very distrusting. So, but that's one. And that was, it was interesting. It really was. So I ain't saying nothing else about that thing, but it is very So again, that documentary is on Netflix and it's called Beyond the Curve.
What other ones did you read about?
So I'm going to save my favorite one for last. So this next one, the moon landing. You've heard about that one, right?
Oh yeah, like people don't think it's real.
And I believe them. I don't think that's real. I don't think we went to the moon.
Well, where'd they be going in?
They go to space. I don't think they went to the moon. Because so what it was back in this time, I believe it was the Soviet Union. There was, you know, there was a race to get into space. Mm-hmm. So they went into space first. Soviet Union, they went into space. And then JFK was like, well, America, by the end of this decade, we're going to be on the moon. Mm-hmm. The moon is like a quarter of a million miles away. So there was like this race to get to the moon. So apparently it was like a couple of the astronauts, they call them something else, but I'll just call them astronauts. Apparently some of the astronauts were just like, okay, you're sacrificing safety for speed and this is not going to work out. So the conspiracy theorists believe that aside from the space mission, there was another group of people like, okay, well, you know, he done said this, so we have to make it true. So mm-hmm. they quote unquote recorded a live stream of him being on the moon. And they believe
what year was this? Can they do that?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how did you get TV all the way up to the moon? That alone doesn't make sense to me. But apparently there was literally they had a live TV stream of this event. And of course, thousands of Americans are like, well, it's true because I saw it with my own eyes. But a lot of it is like, okay, that was like a TV set. And there's like, okay, how did they get the cameras like this? And why is the flag blowing if there's no wind, and you know, all these other things. And it really makes sense.
I mean, knowing America, we probably did fake it.
And that's how I feel about it. Cause it's just like, it's the ego thing. Y'all want to be first. So it's like, okay, boom, like we're first. But honestly, it's the whole TV thing for me. How did y'all stream television. And this was like, I mean, I understand streaming television, but on the moon?
Right, in 19 whatever.
Like, borderline 70s, 60s?
Yeah.
What? That don't even make sense. So they just said, well, which is easier, actually getting to the moon or making a movie about getting to the moon? So that was a very interesting one, and I believe that. I ain't even gonna hold you, bro.
I could get behind that one. I would have to look more into it, and I feel like I did watch something about it one time, but you know how my memory is, so I don't remember. But it seemed like that could probably be staged.
Yeah.
So I do, even though I don't really be knowing conspiracy theories, one that has always been near and dear to my heart, they said my man was in Cuba.
He is. And is.
For those of you who do not know who I'm talking about, my mans, it's Tupac. How many of y'all believe Tupac is alive and well and is in Cuba?
By show of hands.
Okay, my hand is up. But yeah, I believe Tupac is in Cuba. That's probably like just wishful thinking, like that he went there, but
I ain't got no problem. That's the thing, because like people are saying like Nip isn't dead either, so it's kind of like, why did they lay low? Like, why?
Yeah, like, you know what? So for Tupac, I could say probably the government, like, you know how the government be killing everybody, and we can get into that, and like maybe right after this one, but maybe for that reason, because like he was rapping about positive things, he was influencing people to better themselves, and usually when things like that happen, honestly, the government tries to take people out.
Yeah. I was watching, here I am again, watching another documentary.
I saw a documentary too.
And there was one about, I think it was a war in Kuwait or something, and the British flew a plane, and some of the army people got on that plane, so it's basically like sacrifice, like these people are collateral damage. So, I mean, that could be true. This was like some type of war back in the day, but I'm referring to like how you said about like Tupac or any other influential, you know, people in our time and day, that it probably is true. I'm going to pass the government.
Like with what I was saying about that, like, so like the government getting rid of people. So I don't know if you heard about like with Martin Luther King, how like 50 years later, there was this letter that they identified that came to him that was actually from the FBI, and they like forged it to make it seem like it was from like some other black person.
No, I haven't heard about that. I know they suffocated my mans in the hospital.
Yeah, but they like sent him a letter threatening him, saying they knew about his extramarital affairs and that he should like kill himself. And this was like, I don't know. But it turns out, like, that it was from the government, and they have it archived in some museum now.
That's crazy. I believe, then, honestly, when I get into, when I tell you something, when I get into, like, government stuff, that stuff freaked me out. Like, I'll put, like, I'll get burner phones to talk about that, because it's like, that stuff is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Service.
Like, they do a lot of, like, stuff that's questionable, because, like, there's this, I don't know what I was reading, but then all the, like, covert experiments and stuff they used to have. So, like, they had one where they were trying to get people to confess. So, they were trying different substances on them. One of them was, like, LSD. Like, they just...
That was on this episode. There's a, there's a documentary series, and it's called Conspiracy. And I think on there, they were testing exactly LSD. I haven't seen that one yet, though. That's interesting.
I need to look up this series you're talking about.
Yes, yeah, on Netflix. If you type in conspiracy, it's like the first one that pops up. Okay. But it's like a bunch of conspiracy. I think it's about 10 different episodes. They have one on like the bombing of Pearl Harbor. I think they talk about 9/11. Of course, like Area 51 and stuff like that. But they're pretty interesting. Every episode is about maybe like 45 minutes long. And they sometimes touch on different little things.
I feel there's like a million conspiracy theories, but like, okay, I think Tupac is in Cuba. Who else? They killed MLK, Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Oh, And then I see on our outline, Illuminati killed Michael Jackson.
So that's another conspiracy. You know, Illuminati, they say they killed like everybody.
And they killed everybody. Hide your kids, hide your wife. They out here.
Right. Oh my gosh. But yeah, they say Illuminati got people sacrificing their kids. You know, they say that Kanye killed his mom.
Yeah.
Or sacrificed his mom. And which is, you know, which is crazy though, because for a minute, I believe, not saying I believe he did that, but you know, Kanye, after Michael Jackson passed, he always said something about Michael Jackson.
Really?
I guess like, you know, when he was like, that nigga dead.
Oh, yeah.
All them like little lips. I was like, why'd you keep mentioning it, my mans?
I don't know. I like that part of something. No. Not that if he did.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow.
There's one that I do know about. So Katy Perry, you know, they'd be like, she JonBenet Ramsey, or what's that? Like, I wonder all these people that have conspiracy theories about them, like how they be feeling.
I know there's on that Earth is Flat, there's one person up there that's like, well, they're actually a secret op, and they're just like, she said, I don't know why people think this of me. Anything she says is like, of course you would say that, you know?
Right. That's exactly what a secret op would say.
Exactly. So it's like, you just can't win for losing it, don't
you? Right. I'd be over it. Like, leave me the fuck alone.
Get out of my Caucasian house.
Get out of my Caucasian home. But,
so one of my favorite, I don't think this next one is considered a conspiracy theory per se, but it's very interesting to me. And I think it's just the belief of what, I don't know. But, you know, I've talked about the butterfly effect before.
I've heard of it and I know it's a movie, but I don't really know, like, exactly what it is.
So, the short definition is basically, it just suggests that every action eventually results in a more complex or widespread effect of something else. So, that is so interesting to me, because it's kind of like those moments where, if I never went to this place, I would have never met this person, and eventually we would have never been married. Eventually we would never have kids, and it just keeps on going. So it's like all of that stems from that one thing happening. And if you were not at that place at that exact time, then your whole timeline could possibly change.
I believe that, because I kind of believe in like fate, you know? So I feel like I think I could get behind that, because like, honestly, though, like, if I wasn't there, like, I wouldn't have met them, and, you know.
Right. Whatever. So I think what goes with that is because it goes back and forth. Like, okay, if it's fate, then it's like, okay, even if we didn't meet at this point in time, we would have eventually met.
True.
So it's kind of, I think, wrapped around, it's called, like, the chaos theory. So the actual butterfly effect suggests that if a butterfly flapped its wings in one part of the world, it could cause a tornado somewhere else. Yeah. That's the more dramatic.
A whole tornado?
So it just suggests like the smallest thing, the smallest effect could have like a big indent on the world kind of way. So that's always like very interesting to me, because it's like moments where I'm like running late or I'm in traffic. I just be like, yes, I'm really like pissed off when I'm in traffic. But then I also wonder, like, well, if I got there on time, what did I miss? Like, what was I saved from?
Yeah, I be thinking like that too sometimes. Like, if God wanted me being on time, I would have been on time. So it ain't meant to be. So
weak. But yeah, essentially that's what it is.
For real, though.
Like, I just be thinking sometimes, like, with my friends, I just be like, wow, like, if I would have never went here and spilled the drink at that moment while you walked by, I could have potentially not known you. So that's why I truly feel like everything literally does happen for a reason.
I can get behind that one.
I love that. It's
like the weird ones, like the reptiles. I can't.
Oh, no, that's a dub. Or, like, what is that? Is that the Mandela effect?
Oh, I do believe that.
Huh?
So I don't really know. I don't think that one's a conspiracy theory. I don't know.
No, it's a phenomenon.
Yeah, but like the Mandela effect. So question, is it the Berenstain Bears or the Berenstein Bears?
I thought it was Berenstain.
Oh, well, damn. Do it got an E or an A?
I thought it had an E.
I think it really has an A, though, but everybody remembers it having an E.
Or the Monopoly Man.
What about him?
What's that little eye thing?
A monocle.
Yeah.
Don't he got one?
Or no?
Yeah.
Does he?
I mean, I thought so.
I don't know if he do or not. You see so many pictures. That's another thing. Rewind, sorry. Conspiracy thing, they also talked about, like, there's literally pictures where people would erase, well, the government or whoever would erase people from photos. Like, yeah. Literally delete their existence and cover up their deaths. Like, that's crazy.
I wonder if that's because, like, what if they were in witness protection or something?
No. This was stuff they said, like, if somebody did something that embarrassed America, like, let's say we took this monumental picture, me and you took this picture at the Eiffel Tower, and it comes out later that you were some mass murderer, they gonna erase you from that picture because you are not an American hero.
Not today, not anymore.
Not on this earth.
No, Beyonce's internet.
You know what, there's a part of, I think it's Chicken Little. There's a part in the movie, and I think they say, of the world, but then sometimes, I don't know, there's something where it's like the song changes or something. Stuff like the Mandela effect really gets me.
And then it's called Mandela effect, which I didn't know like exactly why, but because Nelson Mandela, when he went to jail, people thought he died in jail. So then when he got out of jail, they was like, hold up, like, I thought you died. But he really didn't. So it's just like people like having a false memory. Which is easy to do, because we can talk about memories and dreams and how that stuff works later. But it's easy to kind of fill in the gaps and make up what you want to make up.
That's very true, especially if you're used to seeing something. Mm-hmm. So does Curious George have a tail?
I would say yes, just because he a monkey.
He does not have a tail.
What?
And then, you know what? Like, Sex and the City. Like, was it in the city or in the city?
I would think it would be in the city, but I ain't never watched it.
Girl, my world is a lie.
So some people believe in the crop circles.
Is that something to do with aliens?
Yeah, like aliens are making crop circles, and that's how they communicate to humans.
No comment for that.
Yeah, I don't really believe in aliens, but I don't know, could be. I mean, and then like one time, well, when I was younger, I used to have this thought all the time, like, what if, I don't know, like, okay, so what if the life that I have is like a smaller part of like something bigger, which of course it is, but like, what if this is just a TV show that somebody's watching?
Yes.
I don't know what that's called. I don't know what that's
called. Like, the whole, like, life is a simulation.
Yeah.
There's, like, a movie, like, I think it's called The Maze Runner. They kind of play on that idea as well.
I'm going to have to watch it.
And they say, like, deja vu is a glitch in the simulation. Which, that's when I start to get, like, this is kind of wild. Because, okay, total disclosure here. One time I did an edible.
There's this one time in band camp.
And when I tell you, I literally thought my life was on a loop. Like, it was one of the scariest moments of my life. Like, it was such a long deja vu moment. Like, it seemed like everything was deja vu, and I felt like I just rewinded my clip and pushed play and just kept doing that over and over again. That thing was so scary. That's when I think of, like, is our world really just a TV show to somebody else?
Right. Like, I don't know, it's just weird. Or like, what if Earth, well, like, Earth is, like, in a galaxy, but what if it's, I don't know, people always say there's multiple galaxies out there, but what if we're, like, just, like, how, like, what if our galaxy is, like, the size of, like, a planet to some other galaxy?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's stuff like that. It's just like, wow. Like, because it, I don't know. It's just hard to believe that this is it.
All right. This is it. That's all we got right here.
This is, this is all we get.
That's it. That's all.
So it's just, I don't know. Like, there's a lot, like you said, there's a ton of conspiracies. And I feel like in, well, we can talk about this in our global trappings as far as the social dilemma documentary, but there was a scientist in there who said, basically, he talked about the difference between being skeptical and then being in denial. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm very skeptical. Like,
same.
I'm willing to question everything, but he was like, the difference is when you're skeptical, you're willing to test that what you believe could not be the truth, but also, mm-hmm, like, you're not willing to just accept the truth. But to be in denial is, no matter what the truth is, you just cannot accept it.
Right.
So I feel like that's very interesting, and that's really how you should go into, like, looking into conspiracy theories. Like, take a minute to feel like, okay, well, for this time being, I'm going to consider that what I know is not the truth.
Yeah, I like the quote, trust but verify. Like, I feel like that applies to everything.
Absolutely.
Like, all right, but we gonna see. Let me fact check this. So, other global trappings, I think we can go ahead and get into those. So, you mentioned The Social Experiment, which is, like, trending on Netflix right now. You actually turned me on to that documentary. You want to kind of go into more detail about, like, what is it?
So, basically, The Social Dilemma just suggests that there is, how can I put this, amazing
lies and deception.
Like, it was, oh my god, that thing was so good. So basically, it's like, it kind of, it's like a bunch of the tech experts, like, talk about and discuss the dangers of, like, the human impact from social networking. So it kind of shows that, like
social media specifically, though.
Right. So social media, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and kind of how it plays on our personality traits, and the AI that they calculate, these algorithms, is getting us to continue to use social media. So when they say social media is addicting, it's showing that, like, and this is from the tech experts themselves, like people who actually founded or, like, worked with these companies.
Yeah, and like, I remember one dude, he was like, I created the like button. I'm like, wow, okay. And then, like, some Google marketing people.
It's just wild. Like, especially when those, like, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. And they get into, like, literally they sell, what they're selling to us is not necessarily us, but what the advertisers are buying. The possibility to change our beliefs in things. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, it was mind-blowing. I've seen that documentary at least 3 times already. Because I just keep watching it. It's just, I love how they bring it all together in the end. And I love also at the end, they're not trying to say, get off of social media. But it does show how social media really has powered this political polarization. Where it's literally like the other side. And what they said is, it's not that they're seeing this information and choosing to ignore it. It's the fact that everybody's feed is literally personalized to what they click on and what they're attracted to.
Right. And it kind of draw you in and kind of continue to get your attention is the goal.
Exactly. To get you to keep scrolling over and over and over. And then at one point there was talking about, you know, it's important to follow people that, you know, that you disagree with. And that's one thing, like, social media, me personally, I'm not following y'all's president. I'm not. And if I see that you follow y'all president, I'm unfollowing you. Like, I understand now when I looked at the documentary that, okay, these people might not necessarily believe that, what he's saying, but they're following to, like, get the quote unquote news, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
but it also shows that they really, I don't know. It's a mom. I love documentaries, and I would have to say that's definitely like top five documentaries.
It's a good documentary. I think they just be making these things too long. Like, go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, that thing was kind of.
I was like, dang, okay. All right, now, wrap it up.
Especially when the boy got his phone back, and I was like, all right, they about to be done with. And I put pause, and I said, what? I still got 40 minutes.
Like, what could be going on next? Like, damn. What the hell? But yeah, it was good. It kind of like not creeped me out. It creeped me out a little bit, but it made me more aware, like, I need to put my phone down more. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely something. Like, whenever they were talking about that whole thing where it's like, oh, I noticed that they haven't checked this page in a while, and you'll get that notification. Like, that happened to me. I was like, you know what?
Not today.
Not today.
I will not fall into your algorithm.
So, but, yeah. I know when that article came out, they just said, well, this is going to make you get off of social media. And I didn't necessarily feel that way. I don't feel like I want to get off, because like they said, there are some benefits to social media. Mm-hmm. But I definitely have, like, I'm more conscious of, okay, how long am I on my phone? Why did I choose to pick up my phone and engage with this certain thing? You know, stuff like that. And I'm more conscious of, like, the rabbit holes I do fall into.
Yeah, I feel like I'm more cautious about it, and then, like, I don't know, tuning stuff out more, like, turning off certain notifications. Like, if this is not a pressing issue, I'll see it when I see it.
Absolutely. That's why I'm like that with, like, my Instagram. I don't have any notifications on my Twitter or my Instagram, and it's been like that for a minute. But what I mess up with is my email, because I'm just always in my email. I don't know. It's like, ain't nobody even emailing me, but I'm always checking my email for something, and I don't know why.
Girl, you can clean out my email, my mailbox.
Bruh, I hate seeing that notification. Sometimes I want to just turn off, like, the little notification numbers.
You know? Yeah.
But then I be feeling like, I don't know why I feel like I'm so important and that people are going to call me if my phone is off for 30 minutes. But that's just what it comes to sometimes.
I used to be real bad at that, but now I only got, let me see, 438 emails. I was up like 1,700 one time.
What in the world?
Yeah. I want it to be zero, but I feel like it will never be zero.
I have 31 right now, and I'm about to check it again because I just had 17.
I need to not be getting all these emails. I want to unsubscribe from everything, but I still be wanting coupons.
I'm weak. I definitely need to unsubscribe because we don't even have an East Coast Wings where I'm at. And I definitely always get East Coast Wings.
All right. So more global happening. It's football season. Football season is back. Who are y'all's teams? Tell me. Okay. Have you fallen into the trap of your parents' team? Yay or nay?
I have not fallen into the trap of anybody's team. I am not a sports fan. However, if I am with my folks and them Cowboys is playing, mm-hmm, I am going to wear the jersey to represent the family, period. Mm. Period.
That's unfortunate. But, you know, I like the Saints and I like the Steelers. And then basketball, I don't really watch it.
Yeah. I watch sports if I'm chilling and somebody else is watching it, but I'm not going to purposely go to it.
Right.
And I ain't about to be sitting out here lying to these niggas like I know sports, because I don't.
Oh, I know football, but don't ask me nobody's stats, because one, why would I remember that? Right. But basketball, I cannot watch basketball. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, what's a walk? I can't.
What's a what?
A walk. You know when they say they be walking?
Traveling?
No, walk. Walk is a thing.
I don't know. I have no idea. I swear
you can walk. I think that's a foul. Anyway. Other global trappings. So it's been 6 months since Breonna Taylor was murdered in her own home by Louisville police. There's currently a trial going on. They're investigating and hoping to convict the police that murdered her. I think we should be hearing the results from that, like, maybe soon. I guess the jury's still pending and whatever.
What is it? September? All right, y'all. This election is coming up. Make sure y'all are registered to vote.
Have a plan. Are you voting in person? Are you doing a mail-in ballot? Because that was being due, like, if you ain't signed up.
Let me tell y'all, I ain't gonna hold y'all. I don't trust these. I don't trust it. Y'all get up. Walk out. Please go vote in person.
Get your coat and your mask.
Get your boots and your coat, okay?
And get to them polls.
Because, honey, y'all, please, please vote.
And I think that's it. So we're going to wrap it up. I'm Kay.
And I'm Key. We are the Trapologists. Please follow us. Please, we love the interaction on social media. We are almost to our goal of 500 followers.
Yeah, so follow us. All right, y'all. It's been nice. We out.
Bye.
Bye.